This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Many Granite Staters go fishing for that feeling of getting back to nature. And many of those hopeful for a catch succeed in part because those lakes and ponds may have been stocked with fish by the Fish and Game Department. Granite geek David Brooks of the Concord Monitor is here in the studio to talk with me about this decades-old practice of dropping trout from helicopters into remote ponds in New Hampshire. Hey, David.
Hey there.
So is that basically how it works? They load up a helicopter with fish and then drop them into a pond?
Yeah, they raise them. There are 6 state fish hatcheries. There's 1 national fish hatchery, and there's a couple private ones that I know of. So there's fish that are raised, and at certain ages, depending on the pond and whatever their goals are, they put a bunch of them in a tank and take them up in a helicopter and dump a set amount of them out into the water body. And they stick them in these remote ponds, and there they live and grow, and you come and try and catch them.
Okay. And what is the environmental impact of putting fish in ponds like this?
Well, that's a good question. Off the top of your head, those of us who like nature, we'd say, gee, what a terrible idea, you know, taking all these artificially raised fish and spreading them around. We're talking in this case about eastern brook trout, which are native to New Hampshire. It's our state fish. But even that is a little complicated because human beings have been moving fish, and particularly fish we like to catch, from water body to water body for many, many, many decades. And it was often done in the past rather haphazardly, informally. And so various species of trout can interbreed. So there's a question, really, even a brook trout, how much of a brook trout it is and how much it might have some other genetics in there. So you're taking these fish that may or may not be truly, you know, native, and you're putting them in ponds where they wouldn't get there, quote, naturally. So that seems like a bad idea. On the other hand, I think you can make the argument, and in fact I do in my column, that it's way too late to worry about it because we've been doing this for so long that there really is no natural ecosystem in virtually any water body in New Hampshire and in most of the industrialized world anymore. I'd go further and say there's no natural anything.
Tell us a little bit about the incentive for the state to do this, because quite a few people hope to catch a fish here in New Hampshire, either whether they're residents or non-residents.
Roughly 150,000 fishing licenses are sold each year. I mean, some of them are sold with hunting licenses, and, you know, there are various different categories. So there's a lot of people like them. Brings in $6 million or so, plus or minus, to the state. That's money that's used for a variety of fish and game activities, including conservation. So it's a good thing, even if you're not a fishing person, even if you're not an angler. People who like to fish really like to fish. And the idea of hiking to a really remote pond and catching, you know, a 10-inch, 12-inch trout is, you know, just a thrill almost beyond measure for many people.
So what would anglers expect to catch if the state didn't routinely stock these ponds with trout?
Well, that's a good question. And part of the reason that that stocking ever began is because anglers wanted to catch things. So presumably a truly remote pond that had never been stocked is very unlikely to have much of a fish population. If you want to hike to a pond and catch something, you have a much better chance if the state has stocked it, which is why the state stocks them.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You betcha.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who took to writing about geeky things like a fish to water at graniteGeek.org.